You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many of us have dogs. I have a big yellow lab, as well as a, I still don't know what our rescue dog is, some sort of fox mutt mix type thing. And they love smelling right in areas that really you don't want them near. Well, another study has come out that they can train dogs to sniff out ovarian cancer. It's just, I couldn't sit there long enough for them to, you know, inspect me. It bugs me, a dog being there. But dogs sniffing out ovarian cancer, we'll check it out. Then chicken nuggets. I'm sure many of you have heard the story last week how chicken nuggets probably have 50% meat at the most. What else is in that chicken nugget? And do we even care? Are they still yummy? We'll also talk about James Holmes, the Colorado shooter, and some of his dating website profiles. I don't even think we really want to go into too much detail with this, but the other story we got to talk about is how more men are getting raped in the United States than women. Men have surpassed women in terms of statistics of getting raped. Why? Because of what's going on in prisons and the assaults there. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Fox News has talked about how healthcare hikes are starting to put herbs in the spotlight. You know, how now herbal medicines and herbal remedies are going to be looked at a little closer, although I don't know how they're going to handle the FDA approval. Government usually wants to get involved, how they're going to protect doctors from lawsuits, etc. One of you had called in last hour talking about how hydrogen peroxide stopped your mold and asthma issues that you had with your young, the inflammatory lung disease that you had, and the reactive airway disease. So, you know, we spent some time in the first hour talking about how there's some real cool herbal remedies out there, but there's if there's no regulation, all right, doctors aren't going to feel comfortable recommending it because they could get sued. And on the flip side, a doctor can't just recommend anything. They can't whip something up in their kitchen and say, here, take this. Sell it. You know, there has to be some sort of overseen of what doctors with their medical licenses are pushing to patients. We're supposed to have some level of professionalism, but there's tons of things out there that many of you guys use and many of you love. And we're not even tapping in on it. We haven't even started. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What do you think about the new evidence showing that marijuana has effects against cancer? And why do you think that we are still giving people pills that kill rather than switching to a safer alternative in marijuana that does not have any effects of killing?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say, I wouldn't agree saying we're giving people medicine that kill. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. But I will agree with you that we have really all these years underestimated what marijuana could do. Or we have estimated it correctly, and we just haven't had the guts to come forward and say, well, let's start incorporating marijuana into our everyday use. And why not? Why didn't we have the guts? Because, again, the lawsuits. You know, I have seen studies. I'm in 100% agreement. There are studies showing hepatocellular carcinoma advantages to treating that using THC. I'm trying to think of other, like, adenocarcinomas that you may see in bowel, et cetera. Now, many of these studies were done in mice, okay? I don't know much about any human clinical trials going on right now, unfortunately, and what we've been able to find. But then again, we have the same issue. Okay, what type of marijuana? What strength? How good a strain are we using? Okay, how much of it? Somebody is going to have to quantitate it. Now, mind you, the government would love to. The government would love to get involved in marijuana. That is a $1 trillion business for them. If they could get involved in marijuana, they would do it. But I am for incorporating marijuana into medical treatments if they could prove it works in humans, if we could get rid of all the litigiousness and liability surrounding it, all right? If we could figure out how to prevent impaired driving, that's a biggie, a huge biggie, okay? Already we have such an issue with controlled substances and narcotics and benzodiazepines and sleeping medications on board when people are driving, muscle relaxant. You know, I actually took a muscle relaxant. Remember I was yawning the other day on air? I had taken a muscle relaxant probably 16 hours prior because I had thrown my back out, right? We talked about that. I was getting off the toilet seat and I pulled my back out. So I took a muscle relaxant after work. I was still yawning the next day. Now, luckily, I wasn't seeing patients because I didn't want to see patients while I was in pain because I want to concentrate. But how many of you are taking a Flexeril or a Roboxin or a Soma and then the next day driving to work, you could be impaired? So a lot of us with marijuana on board, even if it's a few days old, could still be impaired, especially if it's cumulative with you taking a little bit each day. So if chemotherapy makes you feel woozy and post-anesthetic drugs make you feel woozy and you need somebody to drive you, then we would probably have to implement those types of guidelines where if you do take this medicine, you're not allowed to drive. I mean, we would have to do it the same way we do with pharmaceuticals. But I want you guys to get out of your head that doctors are giving you medicine that could kill you. Okay? We don't go to medical school going, ooh, ha, 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 ooh, look at what we could do. No, no, no. No. Okay? That's not what we do. That's not who we are. Okay? We want to help. And thank God we do save lives with a lot of our medication. So get that out of your mind that pharmaceuticals can kill. Anything can kill. A car could kill. A knife could kill. A gun could kill. An overdose on aspirin could kill. The look the mother-in-law gives you. All those could kill. Okay? So just, you know, listen. But marijuana is going to probably be incorporated into medicine quicker than we think. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. I'm a history buff. I love history, especially modern history, like right from the turn of the 19th century or the 20th century. And this headline really caught my eye. The past century's top 100 inventions that saved our lives, that's changed our lives, I should say, changed our lives. Now, this is very interesting. This is being reported by Daily Mail. This is pretty cool stuff, from the pop-up toaster to the zipper to the artificial heart. I got to read this list to you guys because this is pretty cool stuff. I just dig this stuff. I don't know why I'm so interested in it. That's probably why I love watching Pawn Stars so much. Apparently, this survey was compiled. I'm trying to think who gets credit for the survey. They said they interviewed 3,900 gadget lovers and people who, I guess, are really into these little gadgets and technology, etc. So, like, for example, the zipper. Okay, the zipper. Who would have thought? The zipper came out, I believe, 1919. Am I right, or is it 1913? 1913? Okay. All right. It was slow to catch on with the public. They didn't really kind of get the whole idea. But it really wasn't until the 1950s that zippers took off. Remember, everything was kind of buttons back then. Back in 1917, they said 24,000 zippers were sold. Now, coming out of one source from Japan's YKK, I guess they make half the zippers in all the world, 7.2 billion zippers. The first laptop, the Epson HX20, was launched in 1981. It had a four-line 20-character LCD screen, a cassette tape for data storage, and a small printer, 1981. Artificial heart, 1941. That's some pretty cool stuff. Hair dryer. The first hair dryer was invented in 1890. But it really wasn't until the 1920s where the first handheld hair dryer was put on the market. Now, I'm looking right now at a picture of a woman from the 20s actually under one of those hair dryers, and you see where the it's a huge contraption, but you see where the fan was, you see the cord, you see the kind of Martian looking helmet on top of her. Pretty cool stuff. Mattel's classic football game in 1977. You guys remember that little white thing, right, with little dots so you could sit there and play football? I remember doing that. I thought I was like such a guy, you know, being able to play football on my little football thing. Right? You know, my brother's looking at me like, are you kidding me? Kidney dialysis machine. Kidney dialysis machine, I believe, started in the late 40s, early 50s. Breathalyzer, 1955. Hearing aid, 1956. Pacemaker, 1958. The first pacemaker. Now, mind you, there's a story out saying that they think they've come up with a hack-proof pacemaker. Can you believe that? Some idiot would hack your pacemaker? Is that some scary stuff? So they think they have a hack-proof pacemaker. To me, there's nothing hack-proof. Pop-up toaster. Pop-up toaster was 1919. Pyrex dishes, right? 1915. Electric kettle, 1922. Can opener. A modern-day can opener came out in 1925. About 7 years later, its electric counterpart came out. Sorry guys, I'm just really interested in all this like type history stuff. I guess microwave oven. Even though we didn't use microwaves until the 80s, the science has been around since the 40s. I told you guys, my mother was at a trade show back in the 1950s with her father, and they had this TV. Phone, where you would be on a telephone and you would be able to see the other person across the telephone on it. She thought it was the coolest thing back in the 1950s, right? Only recently can we right now, handheld, talk to each other in real time like Skype on a telephone. 1950s, the technology was already there. They say some of these gadgets have been around for hundreds of years, right? We don't even realize that they're, you know, plasma television. Guess what year plasma television came out? 1964. So here's a real quick list of the most influential gadgets coming from Daily Mail of the past 100 years. So the zipper back in 1913, motorized movie cameras, 1914. Motorized movie cameras back in 1914. They were still doing, like, a talkie was a big deal back then. Pyrex, 1915, an electric power drill came out in 1916. Radio tuners, 1917. Pop-up toaster, 1919. By 1920, the hair dryer was being used. Lie detectors, they've been around since 1921. Electric kettles, 1922. Self-winding watch, 1923. We talked about can openers, modern day, 1925. Aerosol can, 1927. Robot, they called it the Tevelox robot, 1926. Car radio, a radio in the car, 1929. Jet engine, 1930. Electric razors have been around since 1931. Lighters, like the Zippo lighter, 1934 to light your cigarettes. Radar, came out in 1935. What about the first voice recognition machine? That was 1936, a Dirt Devil. Isn't the Dirt Devil what we use, right? The little kind of Dirt Devils? 1937. I didn't have a Dirt Devil till the late 80s. Helicopters, 1939. Color television came out in 1940. We didn't use color television then, but color television was invented in 1940. We talked about the artificial heart in 41. Slinky, back in the 40s, many of us knew that, even though we didn't really play it a lot till the 60s and 70s. Slinkies, 1943. Clock radio came out in 45. Food mixer, 47. A disposable camera. We used disposable cameras in the 80s, 90s. 1949 is when it came out. What about batteries? 1950. Power steering. I still regret having a car that has power steering. I really like the old, I like stick. But power steering came out in 1951. What about those black box flight recorders? That was designed back in 1953. We talked about breathalyzers. Black & Decker cordless grill, 1959. Now, LED technology. That came out, LED, in 1962. All right. We talked about plasma television, 1964. It takes years. You know, people design this stuff, but it takes years, years for it to finally get to the point where people jump on it. You know, I know. I've been in radio now for 4 or 5 years, right? It's going to be my 5th year radio birthday in January. I guess it's going to take about 20 years for people to hop on the bandwagon. Polaroid 67, the Internet. Guess what year the Internet came out? 1969. They came up with the idea of the Internet and the technology for the Internet. We didn't use the Internet till the latter half of the 90s. 1969, 30 years before. Digital thermometer calculators coming up in the 70s. The Ethernet, 1973. Digital camera, 75. Walkman. Now, this Walkman came out in 1980. All of us had a Walkman. We were so cool, right? That's why most of us are deaf, because we just jacked that Walkman up so high. I loved my Walkman. It was great. And mind you, luckily the music of the 80s was good. I think that also helped. Commodore 64. Remember back in 1983? Noise-canceling headphones, 1986. Camcorders start to come out in 87. Remember VHS camcorders? The World Wide Web came out in 89. Then you start to get the Nintendos in the 90s, your PlayStations, etc. Then DVR by TiVo, 1999. I couldn't believe it. In the 90s, people were stopping the game and then going back to watching it. I didn't understand how you could do that, how you could manipulate live TV. Back in 1999 is when DVR by TiVo was made. iPod came out in 2001, then BlackBerry in 2003. BlackBerry beat the iPhone by 4 years. You would think the BlackBerry would have superseded the iPhone. It didn't. iPhone took over. BlackBerry now having problems. Twitter came out in 2009, being considered one of the most influential inventions. I don't get it. Then iPad 2010, Kindle Fire 2011, Nexus 7 2012, 2013 PlayStation. Man, really? Really? All right, so pretty cool stuff. See, I'm not really as interested in the whole video game thing as I am interested in the invention of the zipper. But damn, we did good, didn't we? All right, when we get back, what is going on with rape increasing in men? And what are we getting with our chicken nuggets? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Mississippi researchers found out that chicken nuggets, when they examined them, had 50% or less chicken muscle tissue. So the rest, well, we'll talk about that. All right. So I guess, I'm actually surprised that it had that much. Okay, I thought most of the food we're eating, right? What was that with one of the other fast food places where they were looking at the meat and the tacos and it came out that the meat that was used was only 30% meat filler, right? And you're like, well, what the hell is the rest of it? Well, apparently the first nugget they found was half muscle. The rest was fat, blood vessels, and nerves. Close inspection revealed cells that line the skin and internal organs of the bird. Well, at least it was still a bird. Right. Apparently, the researchers came out of Mississippi. All right. The nuggets came from two national fast food chains in Jackson. The three researchers selected one nugget from each box, preserved, dissected, and stained the nuggets, and looked at them under a microscope. This could be a good high school project. You know, looking at the tissue samples, etc. I mean, you guys have all had chicken meat. You know the consistency and the texture of a white, you know, meat or a dark meat, you know, yeah, exactly. So I'm sure this is pretty easy. And I know I've seen vessels. I've eaten chicken nuggets and seen vessels in them. But it's cooked and, you know, you eat vessels off of chicken. So I just thought that meant it was real chicken. So the first nugget, half muscle, rest, fat, blood vessels, nerves. Second nugget was only 40% chicken meat. The remainder was fat, cartilage, and pieces of bone. They say, we all know white chicken meat to be one of the best sources of lean protein available and encourage our patients to eat it, according to lead author Dr. Richard DeShazzo of the University of Mississippi. What has happened is that some companies have chosen to use an artificial mixture of chicken parts rather than low-fat chicken white meat, batter it up and fry it, and still call it chicken. They say it's really a chicken byproduct, high in calories, salt, sugar, and fat, and it's an unhealthy choice. Even worse, it tastes great, and kids love it, and it is marketed to them. He says that the chicken nuggets that have the nerves, etc., they're still okay to eat. It's not going to kill you, all right? But he wouldn't recommend people eating them often. You're really not getting anything healthy. I know many of you are like, well, duh, and I go, I agree. We don't really eat chicken nuggets. I mean, we will have chicken meat, like dino nuggets. We'll use the dino nuggets once in a blue moon. If everybody comes over and we don't have anything else for the kids and they don't want to eat the meatloaf or whatever, we'll throw in some, you know, dino nuggets for the kids when they, have a bunch of people over. There's always somebody who's a finicky eater, so we have to have something that's kid menu friendly. But other than that, we really don't urge or recommend it. We want everybody eating as healthy as they can. He says even his own grandchildren beg for chicken nuggets. They say chicken nuggets could be an excellent source of protein for picky eaters, but it's got to be chicken. Okay, I mean, there has to be some actual chicken. Now, some people are saying, well, the sample size is small. You can't just grab two random chicken nuggets and say that chicken nuggets are less than half meat. Yeah, but then on the flip side, that's exactly what you should be doing. Okay, when you inspect something, just grab a random sample. If that random sample stinks, yeah, you may not be able to extrapolate a certain percentage, but it kind of tells you that we got some big problems. All right, so let's move on with that. I don't know. I'm not hungry. It doesn't really make me hungry. Okay. More men are raped in the U.S. than women, according to figures that include sexual abuse in prisons. In 2008, so about 5 years ago, it was estimated that 216,000 inmates were sexually assaulted while serving time. That is compared to 90,000 rape cases outside prison. 91% of victims were women. 99% of the perpetrators were men. The Department of Justice is now implementing new regulations to tackle the high rates of rape in federal prisons. In recent studies, 4.5% of 16 to 17-year-olds, according to Mail Online, in adult prison, and 4.7% of those in jail report being the victims of sexual abuse. This is sad. This is scary. I mean, people have been joking about it for years, and it's no joke. I don't get that. Oh, don't go to jail and drop the soap. This is no joke. Okay, rape is never a joke. Inside prison, outside prison, man, woman alike, no joke at all. And I don't understand why Hollywood, I don't want to use the word glorifies it, but they utilize it for a lot of their material. And it's some scary stuff. The new Department of Justice rape regulations include separating under 18s from adult prisoners. I'm surprised that kids and adult prisoners are in the same cells. Some critics say that'll leave many youngsters in virtually solitary confinement. There should be kid prisons and there should be grown-up prisons. I didn't know they were mixing the two. The new regulations also include banning male prison staff from doing pat-downs in women's prisons. The rule changes have been brought in 10 years after Congress passed the Prison Rape Elimination Act. Under the terms of the act, all detention facilities, I guess, are required to take a zero-tolerance approach to rape behind bars. I'm surprised there was even any tolerance of it. Procedures also are supposed to be put in place to investigate allegations of sexual assault and improve care for victims. Report found incidents of women prison staff assaulting male prisoners. No one's immune. Then no one's innocent. States that do not implement the regulations will lose 5% of their federal funding. And there also could be civil court cases. Scary stuff. Apparently sex abuse rates in juvenile detention were as high as 9.5%. Man. Yeah. What else? High rates of abuse were found among gay, lesbian, and mentally ill inmates and inmates who had been abused before incarceration. Keep in mind, when you're attacked, it doesn't have to be somebody who's heterosexual, homosexual, etc. Rape is an attack. It's an act of aggression. And many rapists are heterosexual. So, you know, people will think, well, it's because guys living with guys, they're horny. No. That's not why a rape exists. A rape exists to demonstrate power, to demonstrate control, and to abuse. There's nothing more violating, okay, than a rape. And, you know, when I see, again, you know, in the, I don't want to use the word Hollywood because shows are made everywhere, but when you see the jokes and the slants and the, oh, I'm not going to jail, I'll be this, or I'll be, you know, whatever, or, you know, you look like you'd have a good time in jail. Stop that stuff, people. This is really sad. It's scary sad. Right? You know, and now, you know, maybe all the stories of rapes in jail are keeping a lot of people out. They're saying, look, I don't want to go there because I don't want to be attacked. All right? I mean, maybe there's some, you know, some people, you know, using that information to their better so they don't end up in jail. But for the most part, I think we are really underestimating the amount of attacks that are happening. Now, another story that has come out that is extremely frightening, and I need to look this up, is a headline caught my eye. I believe 9% of teenagers have admitted to sexual assault. I need to look this up. I'm sorry. I want to talk about this now. I mean, they have admitted to performing the assault. I'll have to look that up at the next break. Now, we do have a story on 20% of young people experiencing mental health problems. That's a huge finding. We're going to be talking about that after the break, too. Apparently, 60% of those 20% would not seek help. They don't want the stigma attached. They wouldn't go there. What is going on with our mental health? What is going on with our young children? When we come back from break, we're also going to be talking about James Holmes and some of the information that has been revealed with him. Apparently, I believe prosecutors are using some of the information that they found in, I guess, dating websites, because he had set up a couple dating websites. Pretty scary stuff. I know. Who would want to date him? I guess. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I found the headline. They say 1 in 10 young people admit to being sexually violent. So 10% of kids, with 2% claiming to have raped their partner. Are you kidding me? I guess this was a questionnaire from the University of New Hampshire. They questioned 14 to 21-year-olds, okay? And these people said they used coercive tactics, arguing, putting pressure on the partner, getting angry, making somebody feel guilty, into having sex. 2% of respondents admitted raping. 3% admitted attempting to rape their partner. Most often the victims were somebody they were already romantically involved with, and more than half of the perpetrators blamed the victim for the sexual violence, although many said they had also seen films or other media that depicted sexual and violent situations. That's kind of hard. I mean, any TV these days and movies these days that these kids are watching, I mean, I'm sure 100% of them could say that they saw something in there that appeared to have some sort of sexual violence. I mean, I was watching Breaking Bad, and I guess one of the cocaine parties or meth parties at one of Pinkman's house, people were having sex on the floor. You have no idea if the person underneath was awake or not. So, I mean, you just even with regular television, there's some sort of sex. You don't know. You wouldn't know the status if there was coercion or whatever. But, I mean, what kids are seeing these days, I would have never been allowed to. Remember there was actually ratings like PG-13 that came out in the 80s, R-rated movies. My parents would not let me watch an R-rated movie, right? I mean, what had come out? Porky's had come out, and was it Tom Cruise movie, Risky Business? I was allowed to see those. I was in the 7th grade. No way they were rated R movies. Okay, no, that was a no-no. Nowadays, it's just all over the internet. They say the most common first-time age for experiencing sexual violence was 16 years old. Males were overwhelmingly more likely to be sexually violent to a partner at 15 years of age or younger. Yet all escaped punishment because the victim didn't tell anybody. Apparently, the American study found that 9, the American study, because this is being reported by a British newspaper, found 9% of those aged 21 or younger reported to carry out some form of sexual violence. 8% kissed, touched, or made someone else do something sexual knowing the other person did not want to. All right, that's the problem right there. Okay? All right, some people, they don't know how to say no. Other people don't know what no means. Okay? Many people are taught that no means we'll push harder, push further. You could talk somebody into it. And there's a whole thinking pattern that these kids have that scare the hell out of. I mean, think about when we were younger, okay? And when we had certain, shall we say, dates that started to go one way or next, okay? I felt really scared on some of these dates. And it's not like they spent a lot of money on me. So I did not feel compelled at all, and I never would. You know who I am. But it was almost like there was a checklist. A couple of these guys made me feel that there was a checklist. And they had to satisfy certain parts of their checklist. If not, they were getting angry. I can't tell you how many dates ended angry. I got the hell out of there. I jumped into another car. I had a friend pick me up. It was pretty scary. And you think you know the person. So if I don't know what, you know, college guys are thinking. Okay. I mean, I understand the whole sex part, but in terms of, do they have this checklist? Do they have this? They got to report back to their friends. And if not, there's going to be consequences. What the hell is going on? But it wasn't a, you know what? This is a first date. I want to see you again. Let's see how things go. It was almost like certain things had to be not satisfied. That's not the word I'm looking for. But criteria had to be met, right, before he could say that evening was over. And it was very, very scary for a lot of us girls, not just me. And I'm wondering if that's what's going on. Maybe there's certain initiations going on in high school these days. I mean, I do know that in some middle schools, even where I live, kids are supposed to, both girls and boys, are supposed to have made it already to third base. And I guess, I don't know if third base is different nowadays than it is, but I'm saying third base because it has to do with oral sex. What the hell is a 10-year-old fifth grader doing having oral sex? But apparently in middle school, some middle schools are 6th, 7th, and 8th. Some are 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. We're hearing this stuff. That's ridiculous. That is some scary stuff. When I was in the fifth grade, I was into the Smurfs and gummy bears. I had some Hello Kitty paraphernalia on my notebook. Are you kidding me? But in middle school, if you want to be cool, you've had to engage in some sort of oral sex. What the hell is going on with these kids? So if there's all these criteria that these kids need to satisfy, no wonder they're starting to get a little violent if things aren't going their way. If all this is about the numbers, Okay, because mind you, people could satisfy their sexual urges other ways. Remember, rape is not about sexual satisfaction. Rape is about aggression. Rape is about doing a certain task. It has nothing to do with giving in to your feelings. Yeah, I'm sure somebody could be so horny that they end up, you know, doing something they regret. But they could just go into a room or, I don't know, or go into a shower or whatever. If it gets to the point where somebody's raping, there's other intentions, there's other goals, there's something else going on in their head. And if we don't figure this out as parents and educators and as doctors, we're in trouble. To think that 10% of these high school students are sexually assaulting each other. Now, again, I'm kind of surprised that it's only that. From what I saw in high school, I mean, you were getting grabbed and groped, etc. But again, if the victim doesn't think that that was considered sexual assault, they're not going to say anything. Okay, I mean, I was grabbed all the time. I never would have even thought that that would be, I didn't even think about it as that. Okay, guys grab your boobs on a date, it happens. You either tell them to continue or you're not. And you tell him, don't continue, leave me alone, that's it. Okay, you wouldn't say you were sexually assaulted, you said he was copping a feel. Okay, so I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this number is more, but if they're talking actually about rape, this is, and even sexual assault, none of this is okay. None of this is okay. Alright? I mean, I just because we grew up and understood that people were gonna, you know, make certain moves and you know, you just have to deal with it. That doesn't mean it's okay now. It's not okay. Why are we teaching our kids to fight back, boys and girls? Why isn't everybody getting a black belt, right, in karate or kung fu in school? Why are we doing dodgeball and badminton in high school? Why are we teaching kids self-defense?
It's interesting. I'd like to look up the numbers of assault in the Israeli army versus the American army. I'd like to see what happens with the Israeli army. I'm under the impression that a lot of the Israeli women, they learn self-defense, Krav Maga, that many of these male soldiers, they wouldn't even think about it. Maybe that's what we need to do with, and boys too. Boys are getting assaulted as well. Why are we teaching these kids that you don't mess with each other? I posted a video on YouTube where somebody held up a New York deli, kind of like a convenience store, and the guy behind the counter, when he was held at gunpoint, you know what he did? He pulled out a machete. He pulled out a machete and started going after the gunman. And he scared that guy and ran him all across the parking lot. Now, maybe we'd have less crime if people realize that the victim could be your assailant and you just don't go there. Bravo. I love New Yorkers. Bravo for this deli. And he wasn't even the owner. He was somebody that worked there, but he had his knife. Pulled out the knife. You know, I don't know. I don't think New York has concealed carry allowances I think they're supposed to be gun-free zones, etc. So he brought a machete to work. Went after the gunman. Gunman was scared poopoo-less. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDAII.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time field and stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.